time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen, and I see she's on board right now. Hey, Miss CeCe.
Hey, William, how are you?
Oh, pretty terrific. I see Pastor David after taking a hiatus. I see he's back on, you know, this
week. Don't be messing with my co-host now. Oh. Don't start no trouble.
Hiatus.
Don't do it.
Why not? This is the show that stirs up controversial issues.
You're not supposed to stir it up in here. You stay on your lane.
Oh, nah. Oh, I guess she told me.
You.
You said stay in your lane.
Come on, man.
I don't have no driver's license.
We know you just out of control. You are out of control. We keep you, okay, I'm gonna say it today. We're gonna keep you locked in the room.
Y'all, see, that's what I told you. Didn't I tell you she kept me locked up? There. Pastor David, I told you she didn't. Okay.
I'm gonna make you lock the door.
Keep
under the door, and I keep
okay.
Who let the dogs out?
Woo! Okay, but anyway. I'm gonna step aside. Bye.
Goodbye, William. Hey, everybody. This is Miss CeCe. We are back. We are here, and I am so glad that we're here. Chime into Studio W Buzz, where we are streaming live as we speak. You can also find us on Spotify, which that will be downloaded within a 24-hour period. We are on wherever it's scrolling down at the bottom. I'll get to that later, okay? But anyway, you know who I am. I'm Miss CeCe. Yeah, I look a little different because I got supply in my closet in case y'all want to start laughing on me. Go shopping when I get good and ready. Hello. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with a little diversity, is it?
Ain't mad at you.
Okay, so I just felt like being a little mature today, trying to be anyway. But anyway, I am so grateful to be here. Many things have transpired. We are a controversial broadcast, Miss CeCe's Kitchen. God gave this to me, going on 12 years now ago, and we resurrected this in a couple of years ago. And William asked me to come on and be on this spot on the show, and I waited a year, actually, before we went on there. I think I was just going to try to give you a little background on this so some of you don't think I just fell out the sky. You can tell I'm feeling myself today, can't you? But anyway, we're just glad to be here because many people did not make it. But anyway, as I was forestating that, we waited a year before we condescended to coming on Studio W Buzz. And so it's been a journey. We've learned a lot. We learned the do's and the don'ts, and it's been a journey. And so we are striving to move higher, and that is what we are going to do. Is that right, Pastor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of things to cover today. And as I first stated, we are a controversial broadcast. We like to stir up controversy. We deal with things that most churches, most people don't want to talk about. And thinking that if it's live or Memorex, no, these things that we talk about is very much alive, very much real. We talk about the good, bad, and ugly, okay? And some folks that get offended when we talk about the ugly, but guess what? The ugly has to be dealt with. And so it is what it is. We can no longer scathe by it and act like things are not happening. So, David, how you doing, sir? Good to see you.
You know what? Every day above ground is a good day.
Tell you right. At least I didn't call up and say what day I was buried. Hello. Thank you. And you know that
the dead don't know nothing. So
tell you right. That's right. Sometimes I like to become dead to the reality of what's going on, but I'm not talking about leaving this life. Because I believe that God has a lot for us to do. So we're going to just go right on into it. I called David, and I don't know if Miss Victoria is going to make it. She's got a lot going on. And so let's pray for her. I'm telling you, something is in the air, folks. It is in the air. And let me just put that out there before we talk about what we're going to talk about. I had to give myself I love a clean place, David. I love a clean place.
I believe that.
And so I was doing some cleaning, some washing and things like that, and doing some catching up, because I kind of let my washing get behind. I don't like doing that. But anyway, it was all good. God got it. God got it. But I had a very bad asthma attack, and I went out taking out trash. And you know how you decluttering, that's what I call it, decluttering some things. And some things I don't need, I don't just, in no sense. And we call that borderline hoarding. For what? Okay. So anyway, I don't need some things. And then we bless some people with some things. And so it is what it is. So what does it say? The Lord said, enlarge your court. How you go expect some good things from God to give you if you don't enlarge your court? So while enlarging your court, you got to clean out some of the old so that God can bless you with some new. How about that? And absolutely. So we're just grateful for what he's doing. And so I got a very bad asthma attack, and to the point where I thought I was having a heart attack. That's how bad it was.
Oh my.
I wasn't wheezing this time. And I'm like, wait a minute. Something's really going to, I started getting weak. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Okay. And so for those of you who's praying against the girl, y'all better cut it out. Okay. Cut it out. Okay. I ain't going nowhere until God tell me to go. How about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Okay, no weapon.
That's right. That part. Okay. So anyway, I had to tried to go to sleep and was very uncomfortable. But anyway, I thank God for the medications and things that is applicable, but that's at my reach. And I gave myself a breathing treatment and then was able to go ahead and fall asleep. I praise God for that. So anyway, just wanted to give you that little testimony. Whatever he tried to do, it didn't work. Okay. I'm just saying. All right. Because many people have died behind this, affliction, but I'm so, absolutely. And it runs heavy in my family. Both back to back, mother and daughter died of asthma attacks and things like that. So it's been my sister's lungs collapsed because of asthma attacks. So, but don't get me twisted now. I'm a warrior for the Lord. Don't get me twisted. Okay. Just because I share with you.
My Lord.
Don't say, oh, I'm going to put a curse on her. You can try it if you want to. Okay. But I'm just saying. When you have that place with the Lord, it is what it is. And I got some backup goodness and mercy.
Yes,
with this girl. Show you right.
Absolutely.
Now. I'm feeling myself.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling real right here today. But anyway, I talked to David and I shared also with Miss Victoria. I wanted to talk about integrity and deception versus deception. And a lot of the things that I'm following today, David, is that, and folks, when I call him David, that's my brother, y'all. I know he's a bishop. I do. Okay. I'm not hung up on my title. If you knew all of the things that we are involved in, okay, y'all, be quiet. You say, okay. Anyway, it is what it is, but I know who he is and I honor his position. Trust me. I do.
Thank you so much.
But we in the kitchen having coffee. Okay. And I'm getting ready to fry some home fried potatoes. And yes, ma'am. And yes, sir. And do what I do. I love cooking too. But anyway, long story short. We want to deal with integrity and deception. And I'm going to go over because I had, let me pull up this. I had deception. I taught about deception. And it is no joke, folks, when people walk in deceiving people. David, what is your take on what do you think that deception is? I'm going to look it up in the dictionary because I did have it up. But I want you to kind of give people a viewpoint of your take. Who is, what attributes does a deceptor play? If I'm making myself.
It's a role. When you talk about integrity, I look at integrity as doing right when nobody's looking. It's easy to play the role, when we're being watched. I teach at our church that, when John Law is following you, you 10 and 2, you under the speed limit and all the rest of that kind of stuff. But when John Law is away, the mice play and heavy foot,
you know,
and unfortunately, that's the fallen nature of us as men and women. But the fact of the matter is, when I intentionally deceive somebody, knowing that I'm lying to them, knowing that I'm playing a game on them, that's of the devil.
Yes,
and that's part of the byproducts of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. It's part of the byproducts of this thing called pride. And mm-hmm. The Bible said that God hates pride.
Right.
He broke it even down even further. He said, I hate a proud look. unfortunately, it has not stayed outside of the church. The reasons why people deceive, generally, it has to do with the love of money. and we deceive because we want favor. We mm-hmm. deceive because we want people to look at us in a certain light.
Right.
But the real deal is when you get caught in your deception, what do?
Right.
When you get caught, when people find out that you're not who you say you are, then right. what do? When you're in right. a relationship and you appear to be a man, but you're a woman, what do?
There you go. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want people to understand, because I love researching words. If I don't understand, people can use them in different genres of communication. And yes, so man. Just like someone was offended by a word that I used at one time, I understand. But if you look deeper into, because I'm a college graduate, okay? And my dad, he was up there, okay?
Yes,
and so I'm not offended by words, especially when they can be used in different light. And absolutely. So I'm not vulgar, and I don't use that. So I think what we need to do is mature a little bit more. Because absolutely. sometimes people use they use words, but then when you use a word, then they become offended. Really? Yes, no, I think yes. it's because they have an issue of that individual. Don't let me get to counseling, because it is what it is, okay? You know I'm telling the truth, man. Okay? And they're trying to find fault with anything. And a lot of times I find out that that person wants to control that individual, okay?
Absolutely.
To control that individual. And it happens. It is what it is. And after I get through counseling some, I find out, oh, baby, you the one got the issue. And it's not, you know that the innocence is coming from the individual, but you want to make it something else to be something else.
Yes,
and it is what it is. And I apologize only when I offend you, okay? It is what it is. But I'm not going to be apologizing all day long, David. I'm not going to do that, because then, too, you would want people to be silent on their views, and I'm not going to do that. And so mm-hmm. sometimes things, what happens when we talk, and we're going to get back to this, sometimes with things, and it has to do with integrity, what we're talking about. And what happens is sometimes they want you to be a certain way that is not your makeup. Yeah, we define the things that are irritating even to ourselves. We have to define those things. I was talking to my daughter. I have to face Cecilia, okay? And David has to face David.
Absolutely.
He has to do the change for David. I am really tired of people always trying to change somebody and have not looked in the mirror or even heard themselves, okay?
Right.
And
absolutely.
Don't see themselves, but they see everybody else. And
absolutely.
My thing is, these people, and I taught a lesson on false humility. Come on now. But yet they wrote it in all capital letters of hypocrisy. And see, I can bring that down. See, my college is done kicked in today, David, okay? And so, and along with biblical knowledge as well.
Absolutely.
So my thing is, don't come at a girl. And sometimes when a person cannot control you, they will put on the persona like they're authentic, when in actuality they are not. They are fake Jakes, and they want you to succumb to their hypocrisy or deception so that they can put you in their control bag, and it makes them feel better. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
And we have this problem in churches. We have this problem in homes. We have problems among siblings. We have problems like this among church folk. So I had to look up, what does the word deception mean biblically? And I had to look that up, and it means intentional misleading or beguiling another. In scripture, it represents as a companion of many other forms, wickedness as cursing, which is found in Psalms 10 and 7, hatred, Proverbs,
I know.
Before theft, covetousness, adultery, murder, which is found in Mark 7:22, Romans 1:23. So deceit, deception, all goes together. Together, you and the deceit is you were deceptive, deceit. All of that falls into betrayal, being untrue, doing an aim, doing something so that you can get the trust, I'm trying to say, of that individual. What say you, David?
The question I have is, why is that necessary? Why just can't we be true blue? What's the purpose of my deception? Mm-hmm. Is it, like I said, to gain control, as you just read, to mm-hmm. gain control of an individual? Then what do you do with that control?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it for the upbuilding of that kingdom?
Right.
That individual, or is it to extract what they have? I teach at our church. People hang around you for four reasons: add, divide, subtract, and multiply.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
They're not with you just because they want to be with. The Bible said that many followed Jesus for the fishes and the loaves. They didn't follow him because they loved him.
Right.
They followed him for what they could get from him.
Right.
And many people, I'm telling you, Doc, many people follow you. Why? Because of your platform.
Yeah.
And I'm not, y'all not going to help me. and they see the advantage of using your platform. So they use deception to get you to allow them to be a part of your platform.
Yes, but, sir.
But God is smarter than that. And he is, he said he has not given us we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
And because of that,
even though they come in sheep's clothing, we know they wolves.
Well, you can smell them. I don't care how much perfume you put on your clothing.
It don't matter. God, that this thing called discernment that God blesses us with.
It gives us
a heads up. Hallelujah. Those that are trying to do that underhanded stuff.
You know, and what? So, and you're saying some, go ahead. I got to do something right now, but go ahead and keep talking, because I have something for us.
It is, they want to have the control that you've mm-hmm. worked 11 years for. And God is not going to allow it to happen. So he shows us people.
Right.
He shows you people.
Right.
Those that are for you and those that are against you. Those that want you to believe that they're for you, but they're against you.
Right.
God shows you that. And they will say something, and God will say, put a check behind their name.
We call that spirit discernment.
Absolutely.
When it comes to people who come into your presence, as they say, the world say, fake in the funk. Y'all not that safe, okay? It is what it is, okay? Girl, remember.
They said it.
In line at the same time, okay?
Absolutely.
And have
Absolutely.
Something devised for your demise. Can you even count how many times a person you've been involved in that or been surrounded by people who are very deceptive? Like I said, they have an ulterior motive. And it's very, very sad. And that deceiving spirit has increased its play, has increased its game today. And so go ahead. You look like you want to say something.
I believe that that's one of the reasons it hurt the church. Because the people were tired of the games. You remember back in the day, the pastor didn't use no gimmicks to get people to come to church.
Turn a flip, turn around three times, four times, and then while all sometimes
all the yellow brick road.
Wait. You know the going thing now is get them all hype, so they can think about what they're doing, then take about the fifth off. And said the Lord,
you know it.
Okay, Turn around and go to your neighbor. The Lord's going to pay my rent. From the time I get home, my car's going to be, you know, you done lied. I'm talking about.
Get $200 from your row. Get it from your row.
Or move to the next row because they ain't hearing me. Well, no, because I done got a deaf ear after the first offering, okay? My thing is, the first offering, tithes and offering, the first offering, why do you have to do, see, remember back in the day when they started all this stuff, they take, what, about 2-3 hours raising an offering? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Things like that. Mm-hmm.
I was there.
And then did only want you to have 2 minutes of praise, okay? So they done kicked out the blesser, you understand? And so they've gotten greedy for the money. And so they become in the church lovers of money. And so now you are on a sled going downhill because the love of money is the root of all evil. We know that money answers all things. Absolutely. However, don't take your world trickster and use it in the church. Don't be trickery.
Absolutely. That's all it is. The gimmicks.
Come on.
Come in and you'll get a gas card. Come in and you'll get a meal at McDonald's, and that kind of foolishness that never happened in our younger days.
Give me $50 and you get a meal at McDonald's. No, baby, I'll keep my 50. I'm gonna drive by McDonald's on my way home and get my own meal. You understand me? Don't do it. You know, this is joke, but this is real to life. Okay. Don't tell me I'm going to get, buy some candles. If you give $100, the Lord said you're going to get some candles. Well, I done purchased some candles a week ago. Okay. They ain't going nowhere. Absolutely. What you talking about? Okay. So gimmicks and games is in the word deception. Gimmicks. And now the root of deception, I looked this up. Deception occurs when you deceive a word that comes from it deceive, when you deceive, that's what it means. There's a Latin demeaning form of it called capere, meaning to take. In other words, they want to take from you. When you deceive someone, the result may be taking like items you don't really need from people willing to give them, believing they are helping you. Oh, let's stay right there. Believing that they are helping you, but they taking something. I call that, in the medical terms, they have gaslighting. Y'all hear me well. That's used in the psychologist, I'll put that in the psychologist's Bible. And so gaslighting is making you believe a thing that is not actual, but is taking from you, but yet making you believe that you were the one who was willing to give it.
Absolutely. Okay.
We're going to go deep today, y'all, in case some of you scholars is on here.
It is sad that that has not stayed on the outside of the church.
Come on.
It's sad that I have to use those kinds of things to get what I want from people.
Yes.
When all you have to do is preach truth, all you have to do is tell the truth. I believe that a pastor that is truthful can get anything he wants from the congregation.
Well, you know, David, we are so enamored in the church, and I love God with my whole heart. And we have all, because it's in our flesh, we have all did a little something on this arena, okay?
Of course.
Especially if you want to get somebody's attention. You falsify your character. Uh-oh. Did I go here? Uh-oh. All right. You falsify about how much money you make. You falsify about what you live and what you're driving in. And then all of a sudden your car is in the shop, but I need to give you a ride, okay? When you didn't have the car in the first place. And you falsify business, and you falsify your credentials. You falsify your schooling. A lot of falsification is going on these days. And I call it a lot of lying.
Yeah, hypocrisy. That's all it is.
You know, have you heard the phrase, take someone for a ride?
Yeah.
And when I'm going to deal into emotionally, there's some people who take people for a ride emotionally.
Yes, ma'am.
I am finding out in this era, in this season of time, when people finally wake up to what they are dealing with, I am observing more and more that when they find out that they've been taken for a ride, and the person who's taking you for a ride is making you think that you're so special, you're so awesome, you're so this, when in essence you are benefiting them, and because they are crooked and deceitful, they will lie to you and say, well, I'm doing this for you, and you are riding with me, and if it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't have had this, and you wouldn't have that. But when you wake up, I'm finding out a lot of people don't take it too kindly, and a lot of people's lives are being destroyed behind the person who became awake.
Well, I think what you're saying is so awesome, because that's why I don't think a lot of people are returning back to organized religion. The games people play.
Yes, yes.
And people are tired of it.
Yes.
People are tired of the blessing plan. They get the blessing, but you get the plan. the games that are, you know, a building fund, and we're trying to raise $100,000, and I ain't seen a light bulb change. Y'all ain't gonna help me.
You know, we know what we're talking about. Years collecting money for the building fund. Ain't seen a building yet.
And people are tired of that. People are tired of seeing, putting money into their establishments, and they don't see any changes.
Where they're painting illusions.
Absolutely.
In fact, they have a nerve to draw up a plan so you can see it. They'll falsify a building and said, this is where we're going for. There was a, I ain't gonna call
absolutely.
His name.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. I'm not gonna call his name, but he got millions of dollars. Didn't finish a building. Well, where is the money? Okay. Now I understand he got sued by the city as well, because that plot of land was held up. And so guess what? He had to face the music, because you paint illusions, okay? You're you're conjuring up things that are not authentic. And pastors have to be careful about their visions even. Does that
make sense? Very, very careful.
They have to be careful about visions, because when your flesh get into a vision that is not attainable, then what are you going to do? You're going to cause a hardship on God's people. Now, I came across David, and I've been checking into slavery, I've been checking into racism, a lot of things going on. When you have churches that have racism in it, when you have businesses of racism, and not just only against blacks, it's we against each other, okay, it is what it is. Let's
absolutely,
put it out there.
Absolutely.
Church
absolutely.
Members against church members, folk in the street against each other. You walk funny, you look crooked, whatever. Whatever false information is put out there, people tend to gravitate towards the false statements than the true statements, as far as
absolutely.
I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And so I am looking at so much. I'm looking at this war. I'm looking at what all is going on. I've heard some things about Ukraine. Okay. People don't want to address. We talk about the children over in Ukraine. What about the children here in the United States? What about the ones who are close to us? Then we talk about the Afro-Americans. When I found out the Ukrainians made the Afro-Americans walk to safety, it told them they'd get off the bus, and they put their people, even though they're Ukrainians, they were born over there in Ukraine. So if I want to open up a can of worms, we can open up this can, okay? You talking about the false delusion that's been painted, like, oh, woe is me. I'm just suffering. I'm in such pain. And why come after me? No, because you a crook. There's a bunch of thugs over there. Let's be real. Okay. There's a, you gonna say, Miss Cece is on a roll. Okay. I'm in my kitchen. You can say what you want to say. It's my kitchen. Okay. A bunch of thugs over there that has ulterior motives, and absolutely. They are not as bad off as what they're put out. If you can be racist and in trouble, there's something wrong with this picture. Okay.
There is something wrong
with the picture. And David, I just had to throw that in there, because I am full of information, and we're going to have another segment of this, but I'm full of information regarding, this kind of going on deception. I need to pull up the scriptures. You got some scriptures, David. I know you do. I got some scriptures. I need to back with you. Colossians 2 and 8. See that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit.
Oh, my.
According to human tradition, according to elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. How many of you know this scripture is hidden every facet of deception? Philosophy.
Absolutely.
Captive by philosophies. You better
ma'am.
Be careful what you're studying and make sure you probe into it. I tell people every book is not for you to pick up now. And every class is not for you to entertain, because some people can't handle the deceitful philosophies that have been given. Empty deceits, according to human tradition.
My teacher.
Paul talked about it to the Church of Corinth. Remember when he was Timothy there, he said, do not fear their faces, because they are all off into genealogy. They're all off into this, all off into that. He says, no, I need you to go, and I'm paraphrasing, go and teach a word. Go and teach the word according to what you've been taught, and do not fear their faces. Even though they're older than you, okay, people, just because you're 70 years old, you can be a 60, 70 year old fool and not know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And still a 60 or 70 year old fool and talking vain empties the seat, because you got that game out there because you want to control somebody. Am I helping somebody? I hope
I hope they listening.
According to human tradition, according to elemental spirits of the world, you know what we're dealing with in this world. We're dealing with the father, the daddy of liars. He's a liar.
Absolutely.
He'll do anything to get you gravitated towards him. And I'm talking about it's in the church, it's out of the church, it's in your home. You got people playing tricks on siblings in the home. Okay. Did I say it well?
Yes.
Time. What else you got to say? Because I got a whole lot more. I could just.
I think about what you just said about children.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we talk about things like child sacrifice.
Ooh.
It's still going on. It never stopped. Child sacrifice is living your dream through your child when your child don't want to live your dream.
Come on, that's so real. And you sitting there making his life miserable, and you take the first step to accomplish what you say you want to accomplish. Don't get me started, okay? Been there, done that, seen that, counsel that, okay? And get mad because they say, well, I don't desire to do that. You gonna do what I say do, or else I'm gonna kick you out. You know how many children are walking the streets at young ages because parents kicked them out? Or because that no good deceptive daddy was messing with his. Don't get me started now, okay? When you said sacrifice, you've got children being sacrificed in their own homes by their own parents.
That's what I'm saying. That spirit has not left. It's been going on for hundreds of years, and it hasn't, where they were sacrificing, putting babies on the altar and killing them. They're doing the same thing today.
They got them dungeons down at the bottom of the church that nobody knows about. I'll share this with you in case you're listening. I was counseling at this facility, and there was a Wicca. Y'all know what Wicca is. That's witchcraft, okay? She was heavily involved in the witchcraft. She had certain gifts as a young child, which the mother did not understand her gifts. How many of you know that God can bless you with gifts? Come on here. And he nurtures those gifts.
Come without repentance.
If you could see demonic activity, if you have a gift of discernment, God talks to you and you know things beforehand, that's a gift. That's not witchcraft, y'all. All of it's not witchcraft. Come on here. And so anyway, what they did, because it was unbeknownst to the mother took her to they were in Catholicism, and the Catholic was trying to do an exorcist. Well, he probably needed an exorcism done on him, okay, from what I hear. All right, so it is what it is. And so Dr. Smith Cece is very, very candid, very, very candid, because I hate what people are doing to each other. They expect me to be right. Well, you got to be right. And I'm going to tell you, you got to be right. And so my thing is, well, David, I know you're looking up something, and I want you to jump in after this little brief testimony. And I was counseling her I was going through internship and they gave me her. I believe it was God ordained assignment. And so my thing is, I was going to counsel her with the best of my ability, which God always comes in and he always blesses, because I've always had the knack, and I'm just bragging on God, for counseling and reaching people's emotions. And first you have to care about the best outcome for the individual.
Absolutely. Okay?
And so she began to talk with me, and everybody else was afraid of her. All the other clients was afraid of her. And by right, they had a right to be, because she was doing some stuff, okay? Because she learned some things, conjuring up things. Oh, she learned that, okay?
Oh, yeah. Familiar spirits.
Yeah. And what happened was, my God would not allow her to intimidate me, all right? And I came from the rough side of the mountain anyway, okay? So we would have been... Her, me, and the witches would have been scrapping. Okay, I'm just saying. And so, but with kindness, with loving kindness, he does the changing. Did not challenge her character or, oh my God, you know how we do. You did that. And you forgot you did almost the same thing yesterday. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Play that game.
Yeah. And so, you know, your sin is, my sin is not as bad as your sin. That kind of talk. So anyway, to cut it real short, began to gain the confidence her. She calls one lady who was arrogant, to trip and fall and break her leg. Tell me that's not true. It is true. Okay. Yeah. And so what happened was, she began to tell me how they ripped her clothes off. The priest ripped her clothes off. It was doing all the things and had her in a dungeon. It would put blood around her, all these kind of foolishness stuff. And so, she came out. Her mother said that she was really wicked and this, that, and the other. But I questioned the mother, y'all. I questioned the priest. I do. And so, when it came out, she just gravitated towards the dark side, because that's what they said she was.
Absolutely.
So they could not cast out the spirit, because a demon can't cast out a demon. Y'all better ask somebody.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
In the day, y'all.
Absolutely.
Demon can't cast out demons. It is what it is. And so anyway, before because I left there, went to another facility. And, in fact, they downsized. And so, you know, the newbies, they get rid of first, right? Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, she had gained the confidence, and I began to talk to her about the Lord and things like that. And she was hearing a girl. So I was doing that in private, because in open businesses, you can't really do that. But hey, and I'm led of the Holy Ghost. It is what it is. Who you gonna believe, right? Okay. So when the man called me in, he had tears in his eyes. He said, I hate to let you go. And I'm like, okay, they're downsizing, what have you. It is what it is. I mean, I'm used to working. I know the work environment. And so he shared with me, he said, what did you do? And I forget her name, with this lady. I said, what are you talking about? He said that she was, because we were getting rid of some clients as well. They were going through some financial problems. So anyway, they called her in, and she right away told them, he told her, he says, well, your counselor's going to be leaving this, that, and the other. And she went witchified on him. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
And he was crying. He said, I don't know what you did to her. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you were the only one that got through to her. I give God the glory. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, she had tears in her eyes. Said, nobody talked to her like, she said, Miss Cecilia. And he said, she told him that, if you do her wrong, then now she gave him a threat. If you do her wrong, I got something for you.
My.
And he said, when he called me in the office, they knew her history, her background. And so they gave me 3 months with pay, even though, you know, they let me go. 3 months with pay. And I'm like, you know, and he said, if you ever need a vouch for your character, down everything, a good report, okay? And I give God the glory for that, but you never know.
Absolutely.
I haven't been deceptive and lying and trickering and using delusional pictures and all this kind of foolishness. Guess what?
Right.
I don't know how far she got with that, David, but you know what? the Lord said, what, plant a seed?
Absolutely. Some water, plant, some right? water, God gives the increase. Yeah.
All right. All right. What you got, David?
It's something about true saints of God. I'm not talking about the hypocrites. I'm talking about the true saints of God. has this ability to break down defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about not using games, not using gimmicks, not using what people might use to try to win people to their side. Mm-hmm. It's something on the inside that I was doing a program with Carlton Pearson
mm-hmm.
some years ago at Angelus Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I was his MD for his Azusa service that year.
Mm-hmm.
I put together a choir of all ethnicities, and this one white guy came to me after the service. He said, "I don't know that there's something about you that I had to drop my defenses."
Wow!
It's something about the Holy Spirit that we have that will make people know that you're different from a lot of other folks.
Right.
And God will expose that to Indeed. Those that probably would want to do you harm.
Indeed. Indeed.
But they can't do it. And, right. and I believe that they're confused as to why I can do it to everybody else, but why can't I do it to them?
That part. Come on.
And because of that, they have to surrender. My Lord, my right. Lord, my Lord.
That's
they don't want to. They don't want to. They don't want to drop their defenses because they feel validated in where they are.
Right.
But the Holy Ghost on the inside of you will make peace with them.
What the Bible said, try to live peacefully with all men.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Holiness without which no man.
Man, sir, come on. Come on. You know what, David? I have to read this scripture because it's going to tie into my, and folks, these scriptures are biblically sound. This Bible is not rewritten. There's some Bibles that are, and I'm going to disclose some things that I found out in these past few days. The scripture is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. And it's the revised version, English Standard Version, says, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived, the next scriptures I want to pick up is Romans 16:18. For such persons do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites by smooth talking and flattery. They deserve the hearts of the naive. Now, I understand there are so many people who are walking around here blind. Now, I wrote something, David, down while you were writing. My silence don't mean I'm ignorant.
Oh, no.
And
don't
people
get it twisted.
Put people for granted. Don't mean that I don't see you and hear what you're doing. And eventually, that little booger who you work for, that vested in your soul is going to come forth. I saw
Absolutely.
Something other. A few Sundays back that I saw and heard. Okay. And I thought, oh, goodness gracious. Cause see, what happens is these deceivers, deceptors, they're doing things to lessen who you are. Okay. And I mean, folks, this is everywhere. You have people who are intimidated by your strength. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Your strength and your positiveness about who you are. But I tell folks, David, y'all don't know half the girl's story, so don't try it. Okay. And I'm putting it out there. I'm not threatening.
Absolutely.
I'm putting it out there. Don't, and I told him once before, don't come for me. And I meant this. Now, am I all powerful? No, but I serve an all powerful God. Okay.
I know that's right.
And my thing is this, is people will come for you in various ways. And a deceiver will use you to come up with the come up. Can I say this and stand on it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Use you. You have folks using folks in the church. I need a gas bill paid. No good and well. You don't need the money. You're trying to buy a prime rib dinner off the church. Okay. All this kind of foolishness goes
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
But my thing is this. We have got to get it together. They're misrepresenting. They even misrepresent themselves. They misrepresent God, period. It is what it is. They do that. They misrepresent. And what I'm going to allude to, and I'm going to bring it out, it's the Black Bible Slave Bible. And they took the pardon of the Word of God, well, us to be subservient to our masters and things like
that.
So woke, I scare myself. I'm just saying, okay?
Hallelujah.
My thing is this: I'm woke, and we have to understand what is going on in this day. We've been blinded by deceit, manipulation. We've been blinded by all of that. And it's sad when you have the church doing the same thing. Okay.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. Not everybody. Now, don't get me wrong, but you've got some folks that have gravitated to, oh my God, I can play this game and get all this money. I can get people eating out the palm of my hand. I can get them playing honor to me. And then Ezekiel says, the best, you don't set up an idol in your own heart and God going to deal with you. Okay.
With absolutely. All that
goodness. And so absolutely. My thing is I got a couple more scriptures. David, I'm sorry. I'm very talkative today. You need to just cut me. Just jump in.
No, I know the problem with exactly what you said, because that's why we have all these so-called prophets, because they mm-hmm. profit from people mm-hmm. who don't verify the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because they don't verify the scriptures, and they believe that all they said, God's going to bless you with a car. God's mm-hmm. going to bless you with a house. Get you a job and you can get your own car.
Well, you know what Paul said? Paul told him, he said, I heard some of y'all wasn't working, okay? And from what I'm understanding, a man don't work, don't eat. Say on, Dr.
That's
Sam.
The book. Okay.
That's the book. I just need the doctor on you. A man don't work, don't eat. So you brothers out there that's living off women, talking about, I'm the king? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're deceiving yourself.
Absolutely.
You really are. You're not a man if you're not supporting your children. Now, I know times are hard these days, but you don't make your wife go out and work and you sit home and play games. Come on. I'm a homeless. No, get you some education. You are your own worst enemy. I'm not accepting this because, oh man, they wouldn't hire me because, well, did you go in there smelling like weed?
I remember the days when my dad was let go of his job after 28 years.
Wow.
And my mom was working as the teacher's assistant. It hurt him so bad.
Yeah.
He went to the cemetery to get a job down there. He worked at a Golden Bird Chicken.
Come
he did
on.
It why? Because he did not believe that his wife should be working and he should be at home. Where did he come? When, you're not no real man when you allow your wife to work and you at home playing video games.
Listen,
that don't make no sense.
David, my dad, there was 12 children at home. And he worked sometimes 3 or 4 jobs. Reason why I know, I used to have to get up early in the morning, me and two of my sisters, and go clean banks, janitorial service. Okay.
Yes,
whatever he found his hands
absolutely.
To do. We had a segment on Miss Cece's Kitchen. He stayed, a father who stayed, that was on the McGee's, okay, with they having 6 children at one time. He could have left. He could have left his wife with those 6 children. And there's some men who have left wives with 3
yes,
and
absolutely.
4
children.
And the woman has to fend for herself. Well, number one, anybody who leaves their wife like that and leaves her with children because you smelling yourself or you smelling somebody else. Okay. It's real up in here. Okay.
That's real talk.
You go off and you go, you know, do this and that and the other. And then you mama spoiled mama boys too. Come on now. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And those mothers. Now I'm the kind of, okay, let me finish my statement because like I said, I'm full. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You are less than. You are not even in the status that God wants. You said, let us make man in our image. My God is not a lazy God. Say on that.
That's right. That's
he is
right.
What it is. And he works overtime all the time. He never rests. He never sleeps in his slumbers. I'm not talking about you. I'm bringing it down to the earth now. But if you old enough and big enough to have these babies, okay, then you old enough and big enough to get a job, baby. I don't care if it's sweeping the street.
Absolutely.
Flipping a burger. Absolutely. Do something about yourself besides talking and sucking on a toothpick. It Absolutely. Is what it is. So we are almost out of time, but this is a beautiful topic, and it's going to get deeper and deeper than this. And the reason why it is because we need to wake up and get ourselves mature in the things that we have. We have things that God has provided for us. But some of y'all, and I was talking to my daughter, I'm so glad I've got children I could talk to like this, and they can correct me and I can correct them and nobody get mad. I'm glad about Absolutely. That. Absolutely. And so my thing is this, is that you've got people who think that somebody's supposed to knock on the door and hand you whatever you need on a silver platter, a job, a check, an account, shoes, clothes. Okay. No, it doesn't work like that, folks.
No, it don't.
God blesses your effort. He shines on the just and the unjust. He Absolutely. Blesses your efforts. Okay?
Absolutely.
And guess what? He will open up the way for you. If you trust in him, he will do that for you. Well, no, he doesn't. Well, I got too many witnesses for you to sit there and suck on the sideline.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Don't say nothing else and make her cook it, clean it, and everything else, and wash your clothes and you sit at home all day. Okay, I can talk about y'all. Okay, because there's plenty of you all out there, and then you want to stand on the corner and tell me I'm a man all day long. No, baby. You not. And then you want to get some more spider wagon. She's bad as you are. Okay, because she looking for one too. Okay, so this is real talk on Miss Cece's Kitchen. We talk about controversial issues.
Absolutely. God bless you, honey. For real.
So my thing is this, is that we have to be children. No, in Ephesians 4:14 says, so we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by every wind, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Folks, you better wake up in the churches. You better wake up in your homes.
Wake up.
I notice babies know how to manipulate at a young age, y'all. They do that. If mama come running, ain't nothing wrong with you, and you cried, I think I'd do that again. No. That worked a few times for this mother, but guess what? When I found out what she was doing, you going to cry all right, okay? I may tap you on your little fat little thigh leg, okay?
I know you're right about it.
And that's old-fashioned teaching, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with you. And so, no, this is what
Still
we do
work.
To each other. That's real talk. And my thing is this, we just got to being deceitful. David, what do you have? Just give me your final thought on what we have just disclosed. Oh, there's a whole lot more. I got some more data. And I got, as a former pastor, I used to have, I can back it up. Okay. It is what it is. Okay. Because a girl do her research. That's a good thing for you to do. Stop sitting down talking about, she don't know what she's talking about. And she thinks she's so educated. I am. Okay? I am. And if that bothers you, I'm not. Here's the thing. You have to understand, define the word cocky and confidence. Okay?
Yeah.
Life journeys make you confident. Education gives you power in that confidence. What you're talking about. It is what it is. And I'm not playing games with situations because I've had them playing on me. You heard the last scripture, being tossed to and fro with gimmicks and schemes and cunningness of men. Come on now. Them days is over. Okay? And when they know you see them, they don't come running around you either.
No, Lord.
You better hear this girl. Okay? David, what's your final thought on being deceptive and deceiving?
Unfortunately, it has not stayed on the outside of the church.
Yes, sir.
But this thing called discernment that God gives all of us.
Yes, sir.
You can't be fooled by a lot of the foolishness that's going on.
Right.
God is going to speak to you. He's going to tell you, he's going to show you that red flag. Mm-hmm. And he's going to let you know that that's not me. I remember my dad was at, was in the service, and this man that was supposed to be a prophet walked up to him and said, the Lord told me that you're going to give me $100. He said, that wasn't a large because I don't have $100. And busted him in front of all those people.
I know. I got 10 children at home. I got the body.
So, but these guys really need to be exposed.
Yes,
they really do need to be exposed.
Yes, they
because
do.
they are putting a bad face on the church.
Yes.
God is not saying a lot of the stuff these guys that God is saying. And I teach at our church. I say, my God don't talk like that. My Father don't talk like that.
Right.
So Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will follow.
Indeed.
Did he say it? Okay. Indeed. So if you know the voice of God and somebody comes up and talking false doctrine, you just tell them like I tell them. My daddy don't talk like that.
You know, not just false doctrine, David. Let's bring it on. A false anything.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
I had one text meeting using somebody else's name, and I told you they used you too, talking about, have you heard the government is giving $200 million? Have you? I said, I am not interested. In fact, I called them. Okay. See, oh, the scammers, they the biggest deceptors. I called them and I said, how come I can't get you on the phone? Call my number. And the person wrote back and said, I have laryngitis. I've been to the doctor.
I got influenza.
And he told me not to talk on the phone. I said, you a liar. You're a scammer. And then he disconnected me. I'm like, okay, I'm good with it. And see, why you have to come in. You have to get bold enough, David.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The cunning and the schemers. And absolutely. So we are going to address this again. But my thing is this, keep, especially in this season too, we have people, and let me give a disclaimer. I know we talked about it in the Boomerang show. Keep your eyes open, people. Keep your eyes open. Everybody's not who they say they are. If they help you with your bags, you have people following people home now. Man just got murdered, shot in the chest. Okay. Just come home from work. He's got two sons. Scammers watching what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Be careful. They're deceitful people. They'll grin at you and say, oh, hi, hello. But they got you on the radar. And this is not just absolutely. Out in the holidays. This is everywhere. Okay. My thing is be careful. Be very, very careful. You also have to walk like Kemosabe among some of your family folks. Okay. I'm
just absolutely.
Saying, you got some of them in there jealous and want to bring you down.
Yes.
So they're used tactics to make you feel bad, just like anybody else. Listen here. And I'm going to make this disclaimer. And you know what, David, you got your own. I done felt bad too long in my life to allow you to make me feel worse. Does that make sense? I'm not going to give you that kind of play. Now, if you got that in your shorts and that's what you feel like doing, you better get somewhere and sit down somewhere. Okay. Because, this girl right here, I told you who I was, Peter's cousin. Come on down. I'm Deborah is my auntie. All right. And I'll put off your ear and tell God to put it back on and say, thank you, Jesus, to keep it moving. Hello. So we are grateful for you all coming on. We got a lot of more in this deception. Don't act like you're using a girl to come up because I'm getting ready to expose a whole lot of things. It is what it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah.
And so I've been silenced because God had me watching and I have not been addressing some things. He has me watching. And when you have opened up yourself and I smell who you are, listen to what I'm saying. Smell who you are. It's a foul stench. And guess what? That has to be addressed. And I know Miss Cece is very graphic. I'm graphic in my writing as well. Until you can understand it. Absolutely. At least you can understand that. And what they used to say, your boo-boo stink, whatever it is, stuff that you're doing, the schemes. And I just read that scripture about not following after cunning and crafty men and schemers. Okay.
Absolutely.
And whosoever knows the right thing to do and fail to do it, for him, it is sin. That's the scripture. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
So people, let's become more honest. Be transparent. Show who you are. Okay. Do I hurt sometime? Heck yeah. I'm human. I'm human.
Absolutely.
But I'm not apocalypse who hurt me on purpose continuously. I'm about to tell you about yourself, okay? Because you have people who are schemers, who are advocate schemers, who are deceivers to get what they want, to use you, take you for a ride, to come up with a come up at all costs, to manipulate your mind, okay, to turn you away from the things that are right, for you to walk away from the things that are wrong, only to make them feel better and feel like they've accomplished something. I would tell you to run from them. If you know the kind of individual, have no part with that individual, all right? And so this is Ms. Kitchen. We just talk lightly about deception. We have not even gotten to my other word yet, but we will get to it. And I'm sure David's going to be next on there next time. Anybody dissemble what you have done for yourself to come up to where you need to be and yet growing. Listen, you can find us on Studio W Buzz. Go ahead and chime over there. We're in the archives. Just look up Miss Cece's Kitchen. You can download Apple App Store and Studio W Buzz and Android Play Store. Studio W Buzz. You can find me on Twitter, and who knows what other doors God's getting ready to do for this girl.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to walk through them. Trust me when I tell you. And there's some things in the horizon. And so we're excited. We're a controversial station. This is one of my co-hosts, David, and then my co-host, Victoria. Awesome, awesome people. I love them both dearly. And this is my brother. This is my brother from another mother. Y'all know you.
Absolutely.
Boy, there was some heat going on in that kitchen today. Wow, wow, wow.
Absolutely. No joke.
Yeah, you know, I needed it because the other day out here it was 20 degrees. I said, wow, I miss California. Oh, my God.
No, you wouldn't have missed California because at night it was 30, 31, 34. Yeah.
What?
Okay, no, in the day. No.
Whoa.
In fact, tonight, it's supposed to be 34. Tomorrow, this is snow weather at night. It's freezing cold,
this
literally.
Is Southern California you talk to me about? Where I lived?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
What? My daughter lived up the hill. She said, Mommy, it's so close. I said, cold. She said, I told her if it rains, it would be just snowing, okay? Because that's how cold.
That's
it
amazing.
Is.
Wow.
What in the world is happening, folks?
Okay. Well, man, stop messing with God's business.
Okay, that's another subject, okay? Hey, look here. We're going to continue the fire on Sunday on the Boomerang Radio Show. We missed you last week. And we were up your alley.
Yeah, you talk. I'll get you on Sunday.
Okay. But anyway, it was right up your alley. We were exposing some of these prosperity preachers.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. All right. Come on, check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go another further. It ain't just the preachers. It's some of these businessmen, too. Don't start me with it.
No. Can you kind of?
Can you hold
it? Can you hold it until Sunday? All right, Pastor David, Miss Cece,
yes,
outstanding broadcast as usual. Thank you so much for doing what you do. All right, and if you want to hear Miss Cece's Kitchen, you can check it out every Thursday at 4 p.m. right there on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East, and 6. PM Mountain Time. I mean, in the Central Time, 5 PM Mountain Time. Studio W dot Buzz. You can hear this program again in the next 24 hours. In case you want to hear it again, you were inspired by it again. Go to the website, folks, please, and subscribe. Leave a comment. If you have any problems logging in or leaving your comments, please let us know. Okay? That's Studio W dot Buzz. Studio W dot Buzz. You can, this program can be heard anywhere around the globe. You can download the app, the studio.w. That's from your Apple App Store, studio.w. Android is simply Studio W, available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. This program is also on iTunes and Spotify. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, and I bid you a good evening. Keep it locked right here because coming up, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. By the way, Mad Mike, told me to tell you that he was listening to your broadcast tonight.
Oh, thank you.
He's a fan. He always listens.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he always agrees with you too. Okay. All right, that's a problem.
You just mad.
Okay. All right. This broadcast is over, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you later.